Good morning, everyone. I'm talking about the impact of climate change on Cambodia rice and the options for the adaptation of the climate change using the desert series rice model. Cambodia is located in the southern portion of the Indo-Chinese peninsula with a tropical monsoon climate, and there's a wet and dry season. Rice is a staple food in Cambodia, and not only for the yield, also for the incomes of the most portion of the farmers in Cambodia. Rice can be cultivated in year around, basically one season in the dry season and one crop in the wet season. But about 86% of cultivated rice in the summer monsoon or wet season. So compared to other countries, or neighbor countries, Cambodia, the rice yield is very low. It's around 2 to 2.5 tons per hectare. And there are many influence factors limited Cambodia's rice yield. For example, the fertilizer irrigation system, or the management, also the poor farming practices. But today, Cambodia faces the increased export demand and the pressure on the food security for the population increase in Cambodia. Also, the threatened by the climate change. The objective of this study is to try and determine the yield in the future climate, how the influence by the climate change, and with or without the adaption. For the potential yield in the climate change. So I use the desert series rice model 4.5. And the treatment about this experiment about soil conditions, planting date, irrigation amount and irrigation date, fertilizer type and fertilizer rate, the temperature change or rainfall change, also the include the CO2 concentration and the harvest date. We had an experiment in Cambodia in 2013 in the Cambodia Agriculture Research and Development Institute. We use two cultivars, which is most popular in Cambodia. One is a short duration, earlier mature. The rice is a thin paddle. And another is a minimum duration, and the photo period sensitive wet season rice, the pancarido. The fertilizer rinta we use for three treatment, and one is 33 N 23 P and 30 K, two is 50 N 23 P and 30 K, and third is 100 N and 23 P and 30 K. the treatment too is recommended by the government. So the measurement we have normal measurement like soil properties, crop management, plant growth and growth stage, growth development, and final harvest. We also, in this study, I also use the previous experiment in 2010 and 2011, which were conducted by the local research institute. For the simulation conditions, I use the auto-irrigation and the non-irrigation two conditions. For the fertilizer, I use 6 rand. For the NPK, fertilizer 1 is order 0, and fertilizer 2. And fertilizer 3 is recommended by the government. Also, I use fertilizer 4, more nitrogen, and fertilizer 5 and fertilizer 6, much more fertilizer. I choose this because of the other neighbor countries use much more fertilizer, and their yield is much more higher. So for CO2 concentration and temperature, for the baseline year 1991 to 2000, CO2 concentration was 262 ppm. And also, I adding the CO2 concentration of minus 100 and 0 and 100, 200, 400 and 600 ppm to the baseline year. And for the temperature, I add the minus 8 to minus 1 and 0 to plus 6, 8 degrees Celsius with half degree interval to the maximum temperature, minimum temperature, and the mean temperature. For the future climate, I use the data simulated by the Gen 3 model based on two IPCC greenhouse gas concentration scenarios, RPC 4.5 and RPC 8.5. I simulated the year was from 2021 to 2030, 2041 to 2050, 2051 to 2060, and 2080 to 2090. Planting data and density, I simulated from day 147 to 255 with interval of 1 day. And the planting density from 45 to 285 plant per square meter with the interval of 15 plants per square meter. For the model calibration, I use the experiment conducted in 2011 for the calibration to calculate the cultivar coefficients. So we have we have two cultivars and have different coefficient. So we use the experiment conducted in 2010 and 2013 for evaluation of the model. So from this table, we can see the simulation value and the observation were very similar, especially in the yield as a yield for the two cultivars. I simulated the two cultivars, the yield change response to the change in CO2 concentration. You can see the yield response to the CO2 concentration it was different from two cultivars and from different fertilizers. With the lower fertilizer, the response is much less than the higher fertilizer. And also, in the lower CO2 concentration, the response is much more higher than the low than the higher CO2 concentrations. So this response, the yield response to the change in temperature, the two cultivars has a different response. For left side of the cultivar, we can see with the temperature increase, the yield will decrease. So it's much more in the temperature increase from 0 to 5. And the right side of the cultivar, we can see the with the temperature increase or decrease, the yield will decrease. That means for this cultivar, the current temperature is around the optimal temperature. So this figure shows the response to change the combination of the CO2 and the temperature. So this is a projection of the potential climate change from 2012 for the 2020 to 2080s with two climate change scenarios. So with climate change, the two cultivars has the yield will decrease. For example, for 2080, the cultivar, the Saint Pada, will decrease for 37%. For the scenario PC, RCP 8.5, this decrease will be 56%. I simulated the adoption of strategy for the fertilizer and the cultivar. We can see the different cultivar has different response for the climate change. That means in the future climate, we should select the best cultivar. And because of as a different fertilizer, the response is different. So the very good management strategy will choose the optimal fertilizer. For example, for this study, we determined the treatment 3 is the maximum. So this is for the planting data, we can see different irrigation, different planting data, we have different yield. And I simulated at different management strategy in the future climate, the yield will maybe decrease or increase depending on the climate conditions. So the conclusion is the response of different cultivars to climate change are significantly different. So select good, better cultivars or breeding new cultivars to adapt to the climate change. Increase fertilizer rate will to a suitable level about nitrogen about 100 kilogram per hectare, improve the irrigation conditions, shift the calamity date, planting date. Rice yield may increase in the future calamity if the farm management adaption was choose a good package. Thank you.